Hello and welcome to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I'm Dave Amato, your host, and we're here to help you move forward, whether you're an achiever, a business owner, a leader, just want to move forward with your life. We're here to help you. We want to reach you, help you reach your potential. And the way I do this is I interview Rochester's movers and shakers. Today I have in the show a wonderful business owner, but also an incredible friend. Her name is Amy Castronova. Amy, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dave.
So happy to have you here today. Honored for your time. I know you just got off the plane an hour ago. You have a young baby at home. You're passing your husband in the airport as he goes on to his next trip. So I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Happy to be here.
So, Amy, you have so many things going on as a young entrepreneur. You have lived such an incredible life and doing so many incredible things. I'm going to read your bio. We're going to try to capture some of it, and then we're going to dig behind the green curtain to find out a little bit more. How's that sound?
Okay.
All right. Amy Castronova combines the thoughtfulness and precision of an engineer with the personality and energy of a natural-born leader. As president and CEO of Novatech Communications, her professional and leadership skills have been challenged and awarded with many honors. Amy purchased Novatech at the young age of 20 and balanced a Rochester-based team while completing the last 2 years of her Bachelor's of Science degree in interdisciplinary. How did I do? Say it again.
Interdisciplinary.
Oh, you say it so much better than me. engineering and management at Clarkson University. So you're in the respect of Novatech's clients and staff, and turned any fears and skepticism of her age into excitement. In her first year after taking the reins full-time, Amy diversified clientele, landed one of the largest contracts in the company's history, and increased revenue by 25%. Shortly after, she was recognized as one of Rochester's up-and-coming businesswomen and rising star of the Women's Presidents Association, an organization for women presidents of multi-million dollar companies across the U.S. and Canada. In recent years, Amy has been awarded Rochester Business Person of the Year and the U.S. Small Business Administration's Young Entrepreneur Champion of the Year at the district, state, and regional level. Amy was invited to the White House to be recognized as one of the top 100 companies run by young entrepreneurs age 30 or younger who impact our economy, where she gave a brief speech on the importance of entrepreneurship. Amy is passionate about education, leadership, and entrepreneurship. She serves on the board of trustees at Clarkson University, the board of directors for the MedTech Association, and serves frequently on the board of Western New York Entrepreneurs Organization. In addition, Amy trains and coaches entrepreneurs, teaches the Young Entrepreneurs Academy, and facilitates leadership retreats. And this is not on the bio, but I'm going to throw it in there once again. And you're a new mom. So you have a lot going on, Amy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, congratulations. So
Thank you.
You're making me feel like a slacker a little bit, but I'm very happy for you. So I met you a long time ago. I think you had just taken over the company at age 20. And you know, so a lot of people know you and know your story, but I know you've told it many times, but do you briefly want to tell us, you know, why you ended up taking the company over at such a young age, age 20?
Sure. The business was actually founded by my mother, Janet Castronova. She was a manager in the technical publications department at Kodak. And when Kodak decided to offer buyouts, she took one because she wanted a more flexible schedule, wanted to spend more time with her children, lucky for me. Wasn't really happy with kind of the flexibility that the corporations were offering at the time. A lot of the people in her group didn't have, lots of good job sharing and part-time options. So she decided to take the buyout and actually start a company herself doing what she was doing for Kodak. So she was the original entrepreneur, started Novatech in 1989. I was in grade school then. My earliest memories actually were helping her brainstorm names for the companies while we were folding laundry. So I have fond memories of the business, but mostly, you know, climbing around the installation of the office in our basement, moving the office into our home when we built the new home. But I never really paid much attention to the business. And then after my freshman year of college, the day I came home from college, my mom shared with me that she had been diagnosed with cancer. So that summer, I worked my first internship by day and was a caretaker by night. And unfortunately, she had a very short battle with cancer and passed at 3 months later. So the business was pretty much left in her estate, which was to my father, myself. I was 18. My younger brother was about 16. And so we had to decide what we were going to do with the business. We did not know if we were going to keep it, if we were going to sell it, if we were going to sell it to the employees, if we were going to hire a president. My father worked in a totally different industry, and he had no plans of really switching his career at that point in his life. So I offered to step up and work in the business. So I did that for a year. I continued on with my degree, but I worked in the business in the winter and in the summer when I was home. And I also, you know, came home for breaks and meetings with advisors. And what I learned during that time of meeting with employees, meeting with clients, running the finances of the business, what I learned was that it was very healthy. So a year later, I went to my family with a recommendation, which was to sell the business to me. So at 20 years old, I bought Novatech Communications.
Wow. Wow. So if you're just tuning in, I'm here with Amy Castronova, who's telling her story about how she became the owner of Novatech Communications. And, you know, talk about stepping up and talk about maturity. I mean, you know, you don't want to know what I was doing at age 20. So I am in awe of, you grew up fast and obviously you had some innate maturity. So what was that like? You're 20 years old. We talked about a little bit in your bio, but what was that like? So all of a sudden you've got all these employees that are looking at, you know, not only the boss's daughter taking over, which is, you know, some people might do the little eye roll like, okay. And then on top of that, you are 20. So you probably got a little pushback, a lot of little rolled eyes. And so what was that like? And what were some of the things you did to kind of prove yourself to show them like, no, we're going to make this happen together?
Yeah, that is a really good question because I can remember those days, but I can't remember how I felt. I think being a bit naive actually worked to my benefit back then because I felt that anything was possible. So, you know, it didn't bother me that this was a challenge because I thrived, you know, having a challenge. I knew the company was healthy. I had a vision for the company. There was really no question in my mind that I could do this. But when I really do look at, you know, what was life like at 20 years old, being in college 4 hours away and running a business back at the office, you know, some of the things that really worked to my advantage was that I was committed to finishing my degree. So I did spend the next year and a half, you know, on campus and just coming home, you know, during breaks and for major meetings. So that really gave the team a chance to get to know me in a very gradual way. So I wasn't there full time, so it was hard to make any major change. And I think that was very helpful to the team to see that the business, you know, was stable, that, you know, with a new owner, things weren't necessarily going to change, but that there was some stability for the future. There was no question about what was going to happen to Novatech. I look back on that time and said, you know, we had no turnover. And so that was something I was really proud of, you know, at the time. I felt that that kind of reflected on my ability to, you know, connect with the employees, understand what they did, give them the autonomy and the freedom that they needed, you know, the support with the management team that they had. You know, as far as the business, you know, in my office, you know, things didn't seem too different. However, you know, when I did go to client meetings, I'm not so sure I got any eye rolls, but I definitely, you know, got that, you know, kind of skepticism. You know, that was one of the things I felt out when I was deciding working in the business that first year.
Amy, Amy, hold on. We're gonna take a quick break. Hold that thought and we'll be okay. Right back.
J. Join Victor's own David Mamano weekdays noon to 1 for the Avanti Entrepreneur Radio Show on 1310 WOKR.
Hi, Dave Mamano here, host of the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I'm here to tell you about a gem that we have here in Rochester, a gem that allows men to look impeccably dressed while not having to spend a fortune. The place is called Incognito Menswear, located right here in Penfield. They have a huge selection of pre-enjoyed quality menswear, as well as a great selection of new, up-to-date fashion items from jeans to modern fit suits. Another benefit of Incognito is that you can trade up. This means that you can trade up your own pre-enjoyed clothing and upgrade your wardrobe on the spot. So not only are their prices already amazing, you can save even more with their unique trade-up offers. Incognito is an amazing local company conveniently located at the Four Corners in Penfield. And get this, during November, they are offering a free pair of Enzo jeans, incredibly fitting and updated designer jeans in a number of colors with any sport coat purchase. These jeans are normally $99. It's a great time to check out Incognito Menswear and Tuck Shop.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? We can help you if you qualify. Your student loans can be taken out of default. We can stop the wage garnishments, stop the collection calls, and stop the seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and see if we can help you reduce your student loan payments. One quick 10-minute call could solve them right now. So call the Student Loan Helpline now.
800-419-2201, 800-419-2201, 800-419-2201, that's 800-419-2201.
This is a fee-based document preparation service to help you access free government programs. Call for complete details, not available in all states.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-368-5184, 800-368-5184, 800-368-5184, 800-368-5184.
A talk radio alternative, 1310 WOKR.
We are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano. I'm here with a great friend and a great business owner, Amy Castronova from Novatech Communications. Amy is telling us a story about how she took over the family business after, unfortunately, her mother passed away. And Amy, at age 20, took over the business and was telling us how that went over as a 20-year-old taking over the family business with some employees that obviously were much older than her.
Yeah. So the clients were a little different story. As I was saying, you know, I had met many of them before, and they were all very supportive, you know, of the change in ownership, and they didn't seem to have any concerns, as long as we still provided, you know, the same level of service and quality. So that was wonderful. However, you know, as I moved into the business full time, you know, at age 22, you know, I finally had my first real challenges as president of the company. Things like supplier pressure, downsizing, you know, some of the dealing with the challenges of our clients. And it was during that time that I felt they were really testing my leadership. I think many of them felt that I was kind of a pushover that they could just tell me what to do, because I was young and inexperienced. And so it was during those challenging times, that when I really felt, you know, the difference, you know, in age and perhaps, you know, their perception of me as a young business owner.
You know, Amy, I got to ask you this question. I guess I've always been wondering, but I never asked. What was your, you know, as Simon Sinek would say, your why? So, you know, when your mother passed away and you, your family's deciding what to do with the business, I mean, at age 20, I mean, you still have so many options and so many different directions you could go in. You know, what was going inside of you to say, you know what, I'm going to do this? Was it a challenge to see if you could do it? Or do you remember what your why was in making that decision?
You know, back then I didn't even really understand what a why was, but I can tell you my motivation at the time really was the challenge. You know, I went to school for engineering and business, because I wanted to understand the technical, but work in a more leadership role, something that I could really make a difference. I did not think that would be owning a business, and I did not think that would be a business in the technical communications industry. But when that opportunity came to me, you know, that's exactly how I saw it. Was not, oh my gosh, this is a crisis. My mother passed and, you know, we have no succession plan for the business. Instead, I said, wow, what a great opportunity. I saw it as a challenge to lead this company and take it to the next stage. So for me, it really was to grow a business.
Awesome. Well, you know, challenge was accepted and achieved, and you have brought it to a new level. So tell us about what Novatech was like when you took it over. What was the core products, and what are you doing today?
Sure. So the business is a technical communications company. When I bought it, we were doing primarily technical documentation, writing lots of manuals for hardware products. As I mentioned earlier, my mother left Kodak because she was an excellent writer and leader. They immediately turned and outsourced work to her. So we were working on a lot of, you know, Kodak equipment. We also did a bit of training, but the training at that time was mostly, you know, instructor-led training or creating videos for training. Not the videos that we have today, but old, VCR. Yeah. When I bought the business, we had just gotten into computer-based training, but that looked nothing like the e-learning that we know today. Very simple, like PowerPoint online. A lot of companies needed these technical documentation and training, and we pretty much were their arm. They would outsource all of it to us, and we would work nonstop and send it back. As soon as we sent them the manual, they would send us something new. So it was a very continuous relationship with a lot of large corporations. And today that has changed. One of the big changes I made was focusing the company in the medical device industry. So as opposed to serving, I think we were in about 8 different industries when I bought the company, with 18 employees at the time. I didn't think that was very sustainable for us to be in all those industries with such a lean team, especially on the sales side. So I chose a strategy that was going narrow and deep into one market. So now we support medical device. We also do manufacturing, but primarily medical device. We help medical device manufacturers launch their new products to market through the same, you know, services and solutions, as well as help them meet compliance. So our focus and what we do is different. In addition, the training world, especially with social media and the need for, you know, short bits of information, you know, has really changed. We do a lot more of online and engaging training.
Great. I'm here with Amy Castronova from Novatech Communications telling us her journey as a business owner so far. And Amy, so I've known you for quite a long time. I've kind of watched your journey, and I've seen a lot of different aspects of your life, right? Getting married, the baby. So it's been fun to watch you from, I think, 20 on or something, right?
Yeah.
20-ish on. But so I say that because I love knowing you because you're so much more than just a business owner running a business. I mean, you jumped in head first, different learning organizations. You know, you and I both went through, I want to call it, you know, John Engels University, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, John Engels, for those of you that don't know, is a local leadership coach. His company is called Leadership Coaching. And he's, you know, he's the type of guy that will hit you between the eyes, like really hard with what you need to hear. He thinks he does it tactfully, you know, sometimes he does, right?
Sometimes. But
I've learned so much from John, especially, you know, when I was forming my company. And I know you went through John's organization too. And you not only went through his program, you took what you learned and created it into your own curriculum to teach young women leaders a version of kind of what you've learned and what John taught you, a mix of other things. And you did that for a few years, right?
I did, yeah.
Yep, and that's fantastic. So you know, and you continue. So you've done stuff with the Young Entrepreneurs Academy. So you've been a real mentor, and not only taken your lessons for your own, but you've shared them with others in the community. So not everybody does that. So that's fantastic. Do you still find time to do that, or is it a little bit tougher now with all your travel and having the new baby?
It is tougher, but I find different venues. So as opposed to running an entire course by myself, I do that in venues when I'm asked. And the original course was 6 weeks long. Now I do it more on an evening basis or a single talk.
Yep. Very good. And so speaking of talk, you do some speaking now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So speaking, I mean, like, presentations and going out. And so you're in EO Western New York, and EO stands for Entrepreneurs Organization, which you dove into that how many years ago?
Nine
years ago already. Okay. So that's super fantastic. So tell me your involvement with EO. What are you doing with EO to help, entrepreneurs grow to their next level? I know you're very involved in EO now. And specifically, I also know because I was lucky enough to be on the test run. You just did a really cool speaking gig that got rave reviews from EO Connecticut. It was a learning event that they had, and it was titled Achieving Entrepreneurial Freedom, How Procedures Will Set You Free. So give us, you know, if you don't mind, the radio show condensed version of that talk.
Sure. You know, for a long time, you're talking a little bit about a lot of the volunteer, you know, activities I do, speaking and training and coaching young leaders and also entrepreneurs. And for a long time, that was, you know, very separate from the training that Novatech did, because we were working with, you know, a lot of medical devices. And so in recent years, you know, I've really been, you know, bringing the entrepreneur audience into the fold and really combining, you know, these entrepreneurs who, that I often speak to, and speaking to them about some of the things that we often, you know, speak about at Novatech. And so one of the things that's very important to most entrepreneurs is freedom. One of the things that you'll hear very often is, I felt like a slave to my business. I can't not be there. You know, I check email constantly. You know, when I'm on vacation, I still work. And I realized that this is really like a epidemic.
Sure.
And so one of the things that my business does is write, you know, technical documentation. And even though most entrepreneurs don't need manuals for their medical devices, one of the things that Novatech does also is write standard operating procedures. That's really important in companies that need compliance. But for the entrepreneurs, I said, oh my goodness, you know, I have this solution under my nose that I could absolutely help all of these friends, you know, in my community. Hence I put together a program called, you know, How Procedures Will Set You Free, with the goal here to give the entrepreneurs the freedom that they desire from their businesses. So I put together, like I said, a program, delivered that as a talk, you know, with, you know, some inspiration from my story, and then also some specific steps, turned it into a workshop. So those that attend get templates and actually get started on defining the key processes that will set them free, and writing the step-by-step procedures that really empower their team allow the entrepreneur to be a leader as opposed to actually the manager or the chief technician, if you're familiar with the book, The E-Myth.
Yep.
And that really gives them the freedom to work on their business instead of in the business.
Yep. So your talk and your lessons, is it more about making these procedures habits rather than having to rely on memory and discipline?
Oh, absolutely. You know, most companies just don't even have them written down. And then they don't know where to start. We write procedures for companies, you know, we can write up to 300. I mean, there can be an awful lot. So one of the things that I help them through is actually thinking through their key business functions, then defining the key processes, and then really prioritizing, you know, what procedures that they need so that they're not really overwhelmed with the idea of creating procedures.
Yeah, I think it's such a great concept because, you know, so I go to a lot of seminars like you, and went to a Darren Hardy seminar last year, who's, you know, former publisher of Success Magazine, and now he's a CEO mentor. And he had a whole session on really what you're talking about, creating habits, because he talks about if you rely on your own discipline, you're bound to fail because, you know, discipline, it's tough to every day be disciplined. And like, I'm not disciplined to brush my teeth. I just do it, right? I don't even think about it. It's just a habit. I've been doing it for a long, long time. I wouldn't say I'm disciplined with it. It just happens. And you know, what he talks about, it seems what you're talking about is how can we make things that we know we need to do to be successful with our business and just incorporate those so that they become a habit and we're hardly even thinking about doing it, you know? You know, and maybe it's, you know, I need to make 10 sales calls a day and they're scheduled and you do it every day and you don't even think about it. You know, 9 a.m. I'm making 10 sales calls and that's what happens every day. And maybe the first 3 weeks it is discipline, but after that, then it becomes just a routine, a system, a process, a habit like brushing your teeth, right?
Yeah.
Love it. Very good. So I got to ask you, and I'm putting you on the spot a little bit, are you going to be doing that talk locally at all?
I don't have any plans to.
All right. You're giving me an idea.
I'm always open to opportunities.
All right. I'm going to put a little Avanti Summit bug in your ear in the spring, and we'll talk about that, all right?
That would be great.
I love it. That's great. So, Amy, you are doing a lot of different things. I don't even know what to focus on first here. But I do want to ask you some questions about your personal success because really, you know, I think I'm sure at times you feel like the duck who looks really cool on the surface and, you know, beneath the water, your legs are going up, you know, 20 million miles per hour. Right. But you're smiling. But I need to know, you know, Super Amy, how do you do it all? What are some of your personal habits to just keep it all together?
Yeah. When I bought the business, you know, I was doing all of that because I wasn't a technical writer. I wasn't necessarily in the producer role in the business, but, you know, I was HR. I was overseeing operations. If something legal, you know, needed attention, I was there. I was doing all the contracts. And I mean, they're just wearing so many different hats. And I've, you know, really, you know, made the evolution to leader and entrepreneur where I'm not, you know, needed in all of those roles. So just recognizing that and taking the steps to bring in the right people, identify the key functions, document the key processes, basically performance metrics, know what we need, what our key drivers are and monitor those, you know, was, you know, quite a, it wasn't a habit, but it was something that really got me to where I am. And so one of the habits that I did learn throughout that was to really focus on what I'm best at and hire others that excel in the areas that I don't.
Hey, Amy, on that note, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to learn what you are best at.
Okay.
Open your mind with Free Talk Live. Listen weekdays from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. on 1310 WOKR.
Hi, Dave Amano here, host of the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I'm here to tell you about a gem that we have here in Rochester, a gem that allows men to look impeccably dressed while not having to spend a fortune. The place is called Incognito Menswear, located right here in Penfield. They have a huge selection of pre-enjoyed quality menswear, as well as a great selection of new, up-to-date fashion items from jeans to modern fit suits. Another benefit of Incognito is that you can trade up. This means that you can trade up your own pre-enjoyed clothing and upgrade your wardrobe on the spot. So not only are their prices already amazing, you can save even more with their unique trade-up offers. Incognito is an amazing local company conveniently located at the Four Corners in Penfield. And get this, during November, they are offering a free pair of Enzo jeans, incredibly fitting and updated designer jeans in a number of colors with any sport coat purchase. These jeans are normally $99. It's a great time to check out Incognito Menswear and Tuck Shop.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-219-8332. 800-219-8332. 800-219-8332. That's 800-219-8332.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive. But it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call could save you thousands of dollars. We have great rates for smokers, too, or if you have health problems. Providing for today is good, but it's not enough if you die prematurely. Call the Term Lifeline today for a free quote. Protect your family and see if you could save up to 70%.
800-430-1481. 800-430-1481. 800-430-1481. That's 800-430-1481.
That's what I'm talking about. 1310 WOKR.
Okay, we are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Amano, your host. I'm talking to Amy Castronova today, a wonderful business owner, really talented business owner in Rochester, doing incredible things, not only running a business, but doing a lot of things just to help others with their journey as well. She runs Novatech Communications, and we're talking to her about how does she do it all. She's a very young business owner, took over the business at age 20, has been to the White House because of her entrepreneurship, member of EO, and won Small Business Person of the Year. And I'm just scratching the surface on everything that she's been doing. Got a young baby at home. And so I asked Amy, how does she do it all? And she was about to tell me her superpower of what she does best and how she delegates everything else. So Amy, let's hear it.
So really learning, you know, what I'm best at, was a journey. Then I started to just notice the things that I took for granted that other people thought, you know, were big strengths. For me, I am a creative problem solver and I'm an activator. I get things done. I can come up with a creative approach. I can see the steps forward and I can create a plan, you know, in 10 minutes. Even if the path is unknown, I know where to start. I know what steps 2 and 3 might look like. I'm not sure. I might not know who we're going to call or what event we're going to do, but I know that that's steps 2 and 3, for example. That comes really naturally to me. But what I'm not good at is tracking the details. So while I can come up with a solution and the plan, I really need someone else to make sure that those, you know, steps are followed through. And I find that, you know, when I focus on the things that I'm best at and hire others that excel in the areas that I don't, work is easier for me. It's more fun. In fact, the office is more fun when I hire people who excel in the areas that they, that their roles are in, because they're having a good time doing what they're best at.
Very cool. So, where do you see, I mean, you changed the company tremendously since the beginning, right?
I guess you could say that.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like it's, you know, you've really evolved the company. Do you see some major changes down the road? And if so, what are those?
Yeah. One of the newest additions, to Novatech in the past, year has been, you know, the cybersecurity market. So leveraging our, experience and expertise in regulated industries, and industries that are really driven, you know, by compliance. Industries such as, you know, the financial industry, banking, insurance, anyone with protected personal information like healthcare, you know, really now need to comply with a whole different set of regulations for cybersecurity to prevent and at least manage, you know, a breach and how they would react if a breach were to occur and information sensitive information were stolen. And so one of the things that Novatech directions we've moved in is really helping these companies in regulated industries, which has been our niche, and help them, you know, create plans and procedures and train the employees on how to respond in an incident or an event. The employees actually are any company's biggest risk, because that's often how perpetrators get in. You know, they send an email that looks just like an e-sign document or a link to Dropbox. They mimic it very well. And when you click that link, in fact, you've actually downloaded something or given access to the network. So really training employees on how to spot, for example, phishing emails, and then also how to respond appropriately, you know, can really save a company thousands and thousands of dollars.
That's crazy. So, I mean, that is nothing like the company you took over, right? I mean, you were doing, you know, training manuals, right?
Manuals for printers and copiers,
yeah.
And
yeah. I mean, and now you're doing cybersecurity. Who would have predicted that, right? So, but I, you know, kudos to you for really staying on the cutting edge and transforming and reinventing, because otherwise, you know, if you probably stuck with the original model, you may not be here anymore, right?
Right.
And I love the name of the company, Novatech Communications. It's pretty broad, right? You could do a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So Amy, I know you too as a person, right? So you're not only a great business person, but you're just a great person. Like whenever I have breakfast with you or lunch or we're together, I always feel like I have more energy. Right? I feel like I want to run through a brick wall a little bit more, you know?
And wow, that means a lot coming from you.
Oh, absolutely. Hopefully I do that to you too. So maybe we'll both run through brick walls together. But I want to know some of your personal habits for success. How do you keep it all together personally? How do you stay so, I'll say, mentally and physically fit?
Oh, boy. Yeah, physically fit. That has always been a priority for me, probably because I was an athlete for a long time. So always having kind of disciplined exercise, it was just part of my regiment. And when I stopped playing sports, that was just such a big part of my life that I kept it up. And especially, you know, running a business, the stress, you know, the exercise has been such a wonderful, I guess, antidote for that stress. And people often will ask about stress, and it's funny because I don't feel it. And maybe that's just because it manifests in different ways. But I also think a lot of it has to do with the fact that exercise is part of my daily regimen.
It's like therapy. I think exercise is a form of therapy. It really, you know, like it definitely helps your mind, body, and soul.
Yeah, it does. And in terms of, you know, the business, you know, my system and process, that's required a lot of discipline, and I'm not perfect at it, but really is focus, which has actually, you know, jumped to a whole new level, you know, this past year where I have a lot less time, you know, in the evenings and weekends, you know, with a family at home. Yeah. And so young family at home that needs my constant attention. So, you know, one of the practices I've always used is, you know, prioritizing my day. So throughout the day, if anything comes to mind that I need to do, instead of shifting my focus and doing it, I write it down in a planner. I don't put sticky notes. I don't make a checklist. It's just written down in a planner. And about every 24 or 48 hours, I take that planner and I schedule those things into my calendar. And when I do that, it forces me to prioritize based on, you know, when they need to get done. And so there's a lot of things that are just, you know, administrative or tasks or responding to emails that when I really look at the important things, the things that are the company's key priorities, those get scheduled first. So, you know, that also means I don't answer every email. In fact, sometimes I just miss emails. I don't see them all together.
I've noticed. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, and I really don't stress about it. You know, I don't think my, you know, my most value added activity is responding to email. So every day I set a goal. We have a team huddle. So my leadership team does as well. And at 8:50 every morning, we share that goal. And then what I do is I make that my first priority for the day. So when I get to email, I get to it. And when I do, I scan, I flag the things that relate to those priorities, and, you know, get to those first.
So do you find yourself now that you have a you know, more responsibilities at home being a new mother, do you find yourself just saying no more often to things that, that aren't vital?
Yes. Yes. You know, it's hard for me to say no to opportunities, but the things that are not vital in my day to day, in the 8 hours that I have in the office, absolutely. It's really forced me to, because it's not easy for me to say no, but it has forced me to, and things have just fallen. And I have learned to just accept that as long as I'm focusing on the priorities, I don't care if that stuff falls.
Yep. And I'm honored because you made time for the show.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't fallen off the radar yet. I appreciate that.
Oh, no.
So and then, you know, but you do some volunteer activities, too. Like, you just got off a plane. You were in Nashville, right? Teaching people how to have an EO forum. So does that give you energy? How does that stuff stay on the plate when it's volunteer activity, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It is. However, you know, you're right. It does give me lots of energy. I find that, you know, in my business, it's the training side of the business that, you know, in the facilitation that really fulfills me. One of the things I like about my role as the leader, as I mentioned, you know, kind of the creative problem solving, coming up with plans, facilitating, you know, not necessarily being the one who does the implementation, but I'm really skilled at those other things. And so one area of my life that transfers to is the training and coaching, you know, of other entrepreneurs. So I do travel around the country. The beauty of that is I can say yes or no as to for these trainings. So I choose the ones that work within my schedule. And I enjoy getting out of my routine, getting out of upstate New York. That is a real pleasure sometimes. And being able to connect with other entrepreneurs and help them. I just find it very rewarding, you know, to help them learn and grow.
All right, Amy, I got some tough questions for you. You ready?
Okay.
All right. So there is a brand new entrepreneur. She's 20 years old and she's about to start a business. What books are you going to recommend that she reads? And what advice, like the beginning stage advice, are you going to give her, like the first things to think about as she gets her new business going?
Oh, wow. Well, I said earlier that one of my keys to success has been just understanding what I'm good at and focusing on that. And so one of the books I would recommend is, you know, the Clifton Strengths Finder. You know, once you understand what you're good at, you can focus on it. If you don't know, you don't know. And I personally believe that, you know, spending time fixing weaknesses is not as valuable as spending time, you know, optimizing those strengths. So once I had identified what my 5 strengths were, I was able to really take some of those hats that I mentioned, all the things that I was wearing, and reassign them to other people. So I just feel like that's a great starting point, not just for any entrepreneur, but any leader, any college student, to just really understand, you know, how you're going to best apply yourself in your career. And you also mentioned, you know, John Engels a little bit earlier. And I got to say that leadership course for me was way more powerful than any book I've ever read. You know, John teaches leadership in a way that I have not found in any books. You know, one of the, I guess, first step books I would have read are the, you know, qualities of leadership. And, you know, it's important, but it is still pretty basic, you know, communication, humility, empathy. And what I found with John really shaped, and because I took his course, you know, so long ago, right when I was starting out, that he really shaped, you know, my view on leadership, in some really, big ways, you know, such as systems thinking, right? Other people, their priorities and actions, you know, are not because of me, right? However, I am part of a system. And so what I do influences other people. And so how do we be a self in a relationship, which actually translates, you know, outside of the, you know, business as well. And so I really found a lot of the things that he taught around systems thinking to be really powerful. And I know John is really hard to get at, but I would recommend him 10 times more than I would recommend, you know, any book. To answer the question about the books, one of my personal favorites that has just helped me through life has been The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz.
Great. Excellent. Amy, thank you so much. Believe it or not, we have to go. And I know that we could keep on talking. Maybe we'll have you on the show again, you know, 6 months, a year, and continue to learn from you. But really appreciate your time. Congratulations on all your success, your incredible journey, your beautiful little baby, and everything else you got going on.
Well, thank you so much, Dave.
Yep. And Amy, if anybody wants to reach out to you to just learn more and get in touch with you, what's the best way?
Well, I just admitted that I'm not the best email monitor. So I would recommend my company Facebook page, which is Novatech Communications, Inc. is the company. You can look us up on Facebook. That is regularly monitored and will not get lost in email.
You've delegated that task probably, right?
Absolutely.
Nice.
But I will do the responding.
All right. Excellent. Amy, thanks again. Really appreciate it. Avanti, entrepreneur listeners, thank you for your time and for listening. We do have to go, but I appreciate you all. Last but not least, if you or someone that you know would like to be considered to be a guest on my show, please email me at david@davidmamano.com. And for those of you that don't know how to spell Mamano, it's M-A-M-M-A-N-O, david@davidmamano.com. And please be sure to check us out on the web at davidmamano.com and avantientrepreneurgroup.com. Make it a great day, everyone, and stay awesome.
Finally, a radio station for conversation. 1310 WOKR.